It was a very windy day, and when the Wanderers let go of the machine, liftoff was instantly successful. The wind caught underneath the wings and launched the machine almost vertically up into the air, like a kite. "Wow!" cried Kamikaze as they soared, legs dangling, hair blown back in the wind, up and up into the big blue sky.
"If Thor meant humans to fly, he'd have given them wings," recommended the Stormfly, swooping alongside them in an amused way.
The wind was strong, the young Vikings were light, and they quickly left the seven boats with the cheering, waving Wanderers on them far behind. They were heart-stoppingly high. Hiccup had flown on the backs of dragons before, but never at this height. They were so far up in the sky that it was difficult to see how fast they were flying, apart from the marker of the little boats, now only specks way behind them in the distance. It was cold up there, so cold that Hiccup was glad that they had tied themselves to the machine, because their fingers were so numb they might have fallen out, and the sea was a very long way down. And they were up there for such a long time that after a while even Fishlegs began to feel that they weren't going to plummet out of the sky like a stone, and opened up his eyes to look about him, at the blue above and below, stretching out forever. Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, went the ticking thing, getting louder and louder and more insistent with every passing moment. I hope we're going to make it, thought Hiccup. And after a long, long time, a grey smudge appeared on the horizon before them. And Hiccup shouted over the wind and pointed towards it, and as it slowly became larger and greener, it was clear that it was the murderous mountains.
How are we going to get down? Shouted Fishlegs,
because they were still so high that he had a sudden vision of them sailing right over the archipelago and beyond. But a sudden snap from one of the wings of the machine above them provided the answer to Fishlegs' question.
The machine lurched violently to the right. They lost height with such rapidity that Hiccup's stomach lurched and his ears popped, and Norbert's defective flying machine folded up its wings and plunged in a nosedive towards the sea.
Ah!
Screamed Hiccup, Fishlegs and Kamikaze.